Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's move on to a subject that, of course, perplexes and continues to perplex us. South Africa has long positioned itself as a neutral player on the global stage. But the recent engagements with Iran, with Russia, of course, has generated a lot of debate. What are those concerns? We are joined this morning by Ryan Smith, who's the DA spokesperson on international relations and cooperation. Ryan, a very good morning. Welcome back to Chai FM. I hope you're well.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks very much for having me. I'm a little bit under the weather, so I might sound a bit congested, but otherwise fine. Thanks. It's lovely to be with you.
Just so you know, our listeners love that raspy husky vibe, so it'll work for you. You don't need to worry. A little bit of a cold, you know, and you'll have them eating out of your hands. You don't need to stress about that. Okay, but Ryan, let's just talk about some comments that have been made recently about South Africa's neutrality. What happened? Oh, right.
Yeah, well, look, the South African government has obviously hosted, I think it was the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, mm-hmm. or a representative of the Iranian government most recently, which I think, you know, once again, just puts on full display the fact that South Africa certainly doesn't have a relationship with Iran. It's not one of our largest trading partners. It's not particularly strategic to us. But of course, the ANC as a political party does. And it's just yet another example of how our foreign policy is being, our constitutional sort of based foreign policy is being subverted to appeal to the ANC's party political interests. And it's yet another example of how the ANC is using the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to dog whistle to its political allies. And that's what we're seeing yet again. It again is very unfortunate because it draws the ire of some of our natural allies, certainly in terms of values, but more importantly, our biggest trading partners, which we see in the United States of America. So it's yet another flare-up of this sort of ANC antagonism on the international stage.
Why is it then that they still continue to pretend? Why not say, you know, we align with China, with Iran, with Russia? Why is there even this need to pretend about their alliances?
I think it's because the ANC wants to have its cake and eat it too. They still feel as if they are entitled to be outliers on the international stage, where they can both woo members of sort of misaligned powers internationally, which have always been their party political allies historically, and I refer to the likes of Russia and Iran, while still benefiting from trade that South Africa, that, you know, post-apartheid South Africa needs for economic growth, and that all comes from the USA, the UK, and the EU. And this has always been the ANC's approach. They say that they are allowed to do this in a non-aligned fashion, but the reality is that the ANC is selectively non-aligned. They are not consistent in the application of the non-aligned stance. They take deeply partial decisions in relation to certain geopolitical conflicts, whereas they completely ignore others. And they seem to come to their own definition of what non-alignment actually means on the international stage, which is the ANC can do what it wants. And it's really a do as I say and not as I do approach when it comes to the ANC. So very frustrating. And I think I've mentioned many times before that it makes South Africa's foreign policy come across as a bit schizophrenic. Nobody quite understands why these things are happening, and there's a grave sort of inconsistency.
And also hypocritical. It comes across as dishonest, which is the worst thing in the world. You know, certainly my experience working with people is that we can actually accept and even respect different views and different approaches. We might not agree with them, but what we don't respect is dishonesty and inauthenticity, because that just means you're a liar.
Absolutely. And also the selective use of the multilateral world and the international legal order as well. I mean, we've called the ANC out for this on several occasions. They were very, very quick to write to the UN Security Council when the USA invaded Venezuela earlier this year, but they said absolutely nothing about Russia doing the same thing when it invaded Ukraine a couple of years back as well. And there have been several instances where the ANC has been caught out, you know, for being incredibly vocal against certain international players and not against others. And I'll refer to the immigration crisis at the moment that South Africa currently faces. You've got, you know, a lot of xenophobic hate with the march to march. And yes, there are valid concerns about illegal immigration in South Africa. But the ANC, again, has refused to condemn the heads of state in African countries that have collapsed democracy, that have tanked economies, that force, you know, mass migration in South Africa. So, you know, when will they start standing up to African states and leaders of African nations that are doing much the same as other countries around the world that they've dragged to the ICJ or taken other very partial decisions on?
It is absolutely astounding. Is there any form of acceptance, recognition, self-introspection? I suppose that's redundant. Introspection is always self. Introspection from the ANC, or do they just arrogantly shrug off any form of criticism as they always have done?
No, I don't think the ANC. I think, you know, one would have thought that the results of the 2024 national and provincial elections would have given them food for thought. I would have made them consider the fact that South Africans don't agree with what they deem is the national foreign policy, but what is in essence just what the ANC wants on the international stage. But it seems like the ANC needs to suffer another electoral setback or bump their heads when it comes to the polls to actually start to internalize the fact that their decisions are not popular among South Africans, that by and large, most South Africans don't agree with what they're doing, not just on the international affairs front, but more broadly in government. And I think they will get that wake-up call come the local government election later this year.
Please God, they will. Let's hope that everybody listening is going out to vote, making sure that they're registered, that their kids over the age is to be able to vote are registered as well, and that we harshly judge those around us who don't get out to vote. I think that is absolutely vital. That was Ryan Smith, DA spokesperson on international relations and cooperation. Ryan, thank you as always.